You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 22nd of July 2022. Later, corporate reporting season, it begins very soon. We'll preview what to expect in a few moments. But first to interest rates, and Westpac says it now expects the peak in the official cash rate by the Reserve Bank to hit 3.35% by February 2023. So if that happens, that'll add around $908 to the monthly mortgage repayment on a $500,000 25-year loan, according to RateCity. So for more, I spoke earlier with Matthew Hassan. He is a senior economist at Westpac. Matthew, so Westpac is expecting the RBA to now be more aggressive when lifting interest rates. To what degree?
Well, we already knew the RBA had a real fight on its hands with inflation. We thought that would warrant a 2.5 percentage point increase in the cash rate. But the message coming out of the bank is suggesting that they'll move further than that. The communications this week indicate that they see 2.5% for the cash rate as around neutral. And clearly, given the threat from inflation and the threat of it becoming embedded, particularly while we've got a very tight labour market, points to policy needing to be moved into a contractionary zone. We think they'll move further than 2.5 and take the cash rate to 3.35 by early next year.
So what exactly in the communications changed your view?
Mm-hmm. So really it was the clear messaging that 2.5% cash rate is viewed as neutral. And given the extent of the inflationary pressures, they're needing to move policy to a tight stance. So they're going to have to move above that. And because inflation is running so hot at the moment, and we are so far below that neutral level, the RBA doesn't have the luxury of being able to pause and assess how its policy tightening is proceeding. It really needs to rush to that point. And so at this stage, they're kind of flying blind. And given the extent of inflationary pressures and the risk that that starts to become embedded in expectations, they're going to have to move into a tight stance as well. So really, it's the guidance from the RBA that's suggesting neutral is only 2.5%, and there's upside risks around that for a variety of reasons. We think they're going to have to move further pretty quickly.
Okay. So at 3.35%, what will this likely do to the economy when it comes to things like jobs, growth, and the consumer? And the fact that this might all be weakening, is that a good thing?
Well, look, from the RBA's point of view, it's good in the sense that it will ensure inflation returns to its targets over the medium term. So the risk they are worried about most at the moment is that inflation becomes embedded in our economy through wage and price setting. That means we see a multi-year inflation fight that requires a more sustained period of tight policy. So they're looking to head that off before it becomes embedded. And so from that point of view, it's a success, but there's no two ways about it. This will drive a significant slowdown in the economy along the way, and it will see some eventual loosening in conditions in our labour market that helps achieve that target over the medium term. But it's going to be a pretty sharp turnaround and a pretty abrupt jolt for the economy.
So by loosening, what you're saying is that, hey, you're expecting the RBA to be lifting interest rates quite aggressively, hold it at that 3.35% level for a while, and then cut. So to what extent, and the fact that it's moving so fast, what does that say?
So look, what that's saying is that we've got ourselves into a really difficult spot with policy. We're so far behind the curve, we're going to have to move on faith around assessments around where neutral is sitting. And the inflation situation is already so pressing that we need to move very quickly on that. Our view is that 2.5% is too high an assessment of neutral, that we'll start to see a slowdown come through, a meaningful slowdown come through once the cash rate rises to 2%. And so once we get the other side of this and the slowdown becomes very clear and the inflation threat and the inflation expectations threat starts to diminish, the RBA will also get confirmation of this. And so they will move interest rates lower in 2024 once that inflation threat's passed and the clearly too tight policy becomes apparent.
Matthew Hassan there from Westpac. Now to the Australian share market, which fell only slightly, the 200 down by 0.04%, 6,791. It comes as the European Central Bank lifted interest rates there for the first time in 11 years. For more, I spoke earlier with Heath Voss from HLM Investments. Heath, let's start with the European Central Bank finally lifting official interest rates in the region there. Next week, we'll hear from the US Federal Reserve. What's all of this signalling and what does it mean for share markets?
Yeah, look, it was a bit of a surprise last night. The markets had factored in around 25 basis points of rate rises and they got the 50 in the end, but still, it only took the rate to 0%. So rates are still extremely low in the ECB. And like you said, we have got the Fed and the Bank of England coming up in the next couple of weeks. Especially the Fed next week is a big one. 75 basis points is predicted there. There was talk of about 100 basis points rate rise over there, but that's sort of been quelled a little bit over the last week or so. In terms of markets, I think markets have generally factored most of this in. The talk of higher rates and higher yields has been around for probably 12 months now, and markets have factored in probably the worst-case scenario in terms of rates. And those expectations are starting to be tempered on the back of, you know, European and US recession worries. So as long as, you know, the Fed doesn't go higher than probably 75 basis points and doesn't do a surprise 100, and the Bank of England probably keeps it around 50 as they're signalling now, I think markets will take it in their stride and it'll be all okay.
Okay, you mentioned the corporate reporting season, which is coming up in a few weeks' time. You know, what will investors be looking at? What are you going to be looking for? And is this perhaps one of the reasons why we're seeing the market kind of stall at the moment?
Yeah, generally we do see the market stall around this time of the year as, you know, everyone sits on their hands waiting for those results. I think margins are going to be the most looked at. Are those margins coming in? Are they able to keep them expanded? Mainly because of these higher input costs from raw materials and labour. Are price rises being passed on to customers? We're going to look at forward guidance. It's been something that hasn't been really given over the last couple of years due to the COVID and pandemic uncertainty. But more companies should give forward guidance moving forward. Trading updates, because obviously most of the reporters will be only to the end of June. So, you know, how are they going for July and August? And has there been momentum carried through to the new financial year? And also, you know, consumer spending habits, are they still strong or are rate rises and inflation starting to bite on consumer spending habits? And then finally, also in terms of the discretionary retail sector, what we saw in the US was quite a bit of inventory build up as they overstocked because of the supply disruption. So is that going to be a theme here? Are we going to start to see retailers having to discount heavily over here because they've overordered and demand starts softening? We don't know yet.
Heath Moss there from HLM Investments.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.